It's Friday, August 24th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Since 2014, the government of Sudan has banned the building of new churches and demolished churches allegedly built on public property, reports International Christian Concern. Authorities confiscated property belonging to the Sudan Presbyterian Evangelical Church and destroyed their building back in February. However, a court recently ruled that the authorities must return the property to the church. The church's pastor, Yahia Abdurrahman Nalu, said, quote, "We see this as a great step towards justice," end quote. Officials in Hungary banned accredited universities from teaching gender studies this week, citing their lack of economic viability and low enrollment numbers. Christian Democratic members of government are at odds with such studies. The Prime Minister's Chief of Staff, Gergely Gulyás, said, quote, "The Hungarian government is of the clear view that people are born either men or women," end quote. Jesus said in Mark 10:6, "But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female." Meanwhile, colleges in the States are going off the rails. Courses in Queering the Bible, Queering Childhood, and Queering Theology will be offered at universities like Harvard Divinity School, Swarthmore College, the University of San Francisco, Eugene Lane College, and the University of Pennsylvania, reports Campus Reform. South Africa's ruling African National Congress announced this month that they intend to amend their constitution to allow for land expropriation without compensation. On Wednesday, Fox News host Tucker Carlson went on air to discuss reports of land seizures.
We've got an exclusive investigation for you tonight. The president of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, has begun, and you may have seen this in the press, seizing land from his own citizens without compensation because they are the wrong skin color.
Quoting from Carlson's statements, President Donald Trump tweeted on Wednesday, quote, "I have asked Secretary of State Pompeo to closely study the South African land and farm seizures and expropriations and the large-scale killing of farmers," end quote. The South African government responded on Twitter yesterday saying it, quote, "rejects this narrow perception," end quote. California's infamous Assembly Bill 2943 passed the Senate last week, awaiting a final assembly vote before going to the governor's desk. The bill would outlaw so-called conversion therapy for those dealing with unwanted homosexual desire. Randy Thomason with SaveCalifornia.com is calling on Californians to tell Democratic Governor Jerry Brown to veto this bill through an action page at his website. We have it linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. On Wednesday, the three-judge panel of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals struck down an Alabama law that would have banned the killing of unborn babies by dismemberment. Although the court recognized the, quote, "gruesomeness and brutality of dismemberment abortions," end quote, the judges cited Supreme Court precedent for why they, quote, "cannot forbid this method of abortion entirely," end quote. Proverbs 25:26 says, "Like a muddied spring or a polluted fountain is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked." Life expectancy in high-income nations around the world has been declining according to multiple studies, reports Reuters. A severe influenza season outside the U.S. drove up deaths among the elderly in 2014 to 2015. The studies also found a growing number of middle-aged deaths in the U.S. related to the opioid and drug overdose epidemic. Deaths from alcoholism and suicide also increased. For decades, evolutionists have taught that man's capacity for speech is the result of a couple genetic mutations. However, a new study published in the journal entitled Cell found the complexity of God's creation cannot be so easily explained, reports World Magazine. The paper's co-author, Elizabeth Atkinson, said, quote, "The situation's a lot more complicated than the very clean story that has been making it into textbooks all this time," end quote. These scientists might consult Exodus 4, verse 11. "Who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, the Lord?" And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, August 24th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.